98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
The yeas are 79, the nays are 18. The motion to concur in the House amendment to the Senate amendment to H.R. 815 is agreed to.
Georgia Democrat John Ossoff announcing the Senate vote approving the $95 billion foreign aid package, $60 billion for Ukraine, Majority Leader Charles Schumer.
Tonight we make Vladimir Putin regret the day he questioned America's resolve.
President Biden to sign the measure today. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. sentenced insurrectionist David Joseph Geitzen to 6 years in prison for striking a police officer with a pole that day. United Healthcare says the February cyber attack on its Change Healthcare unit netted the hackers protected health information or personally identifying information of a substantial proportion of people in the U.S. United Health chief exec Andrew Witte told CNBC the hackers demanded a ransom and United Health paid it. This is ABC News. The latest example of why there's no mind like the criminal mind. These two tried to pull one off on the lottery.
Kira Enders confidently walked into a Florida lottery office in Pensacola with a $1 million winning scratch-off ticket. Kind of.
She had taken two tickets. You know, one side had one serial number. The other side had the other serial number on it.
And then taped them together, says Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Submitting a Frankenstein lotto ticket is one thing, but signing documents swearing that the ticket is real is serious.
You're not a lottery winner. You're a criminal.
Enders and her boyfriend are both looking at felony charges. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Earl Meyer was wounded in a mortar barrage in Korea in 1951. Now 96, he still carries shrapnel in a leg, but he never got his Purple Heart rejected for years because of a lack of paperwork. A federal judge this year ordered the Army to take another look, and that's when they found the paperwork, sending Meyer a stack of documents to notify him that he is getting his Purple Heart medal. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear and lower 20s in the overnight with light northeast winds. On your Wednesday, sunny skies. Highs will climb to the middle 50s. Looking warmer Thursday, sunny and just a bit breezy with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Right now, it's 25.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Got me over.
Dustin Lynn.
Q Country.
Drunk on a plane. I'm Bosch, keeping you company tonight with Brian Martin. We ride.
classics. 98 Q Country.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5'9" brown eyes and a sundress. Lust in the draw and a small town accent. Ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
Don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the cliches for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, a shined up Chevy, little new. Happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Bigger houses with Bosch. Having a good time with you tonight. Cody Johnson on the way next.
Well, it seems like this is an ongoing story. Pending approval from the Postal Regulatory Commission, the U.S. Postal Service is planning to hike the price of first-class forever stamps again this July. Wow. Now, the adjustment, which will raise first-class stamps from 68 cents to 73 cents, comes on the heels of a 2-cent hike in January after a 3-cent hike last summer. Wow. 73 cents? I mean, come on. Yeah. You know, I think we're getting close to the point where the post office just puts sticky stuff on the back of a dollar bill and we just use that for a stamp, you think?
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM at civicmedia.us.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
Perfect.
Number one for the most new country.
Number one! I'm Tyler Childers.
I believe you found it here in your love.
This is Toby Keith.
Look out your window and smile. Don't let the
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
Like she's flipping through a magazine, finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things, gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized, saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes.
a swimming hole. Don't get no dirt on your church clothes. Win or lose, we cheer for the Braves. 10% in the Auburn place. Sunday chicken and a NASCAR race. Sure be nice to get back to that place.
Habit with Bosch Luke Holmes coming up next.
You think you're working hard enough? Well, check this out. Hard work really does pay off, according to scientists. Yeah, they say being passionate is not enough to ensure academic success, okay? They identified grit as the key to success and hard work. Now, this is defined as effort in pursuing long-term goals and the determination to continue one's efforts in spite of adversity. Oh, man, you know, here they go again with that hard work and grit thing as a key to success. So annoying.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly clear and lower 20s in the overnight with light northeast winds. On your Wednesday, sunny skies, highs will climb to the middle 50s. Looking warmer Thursday, sunny and just a bit breezy with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. It's 24 at our studios.
Perfect.
It's the music. It's the contest. Listeners just like you that make this radio station great.
Thanks.
98Q Country.
Red, redneck.
where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the
Zimmerman, where it ends. Bosch, having a good time with you on this overnight. How's your phone bill looking lately? Well, a Brazilian man was shocked to hear that his phone bill was, ready for this, $43 million. The bank called to ask how he wanted to pay the bill, which was usually withdrawn automatically from his checking account. Obviously, he didn't have enough money in there. The man called the phone company, and then they quickly resent another bill, this time for $31. Man, $43 million for a phone bill? I've heard of fees going up, but, you know, that's ridiculous.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah,
but 98 Q Country.
t-shirts in my closet that you bought me. At this point I can't unlearn the things you taught me about myself.
You pick the music when I'm driving, and mom always takes my side when you fight me. And these days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten to every song written?
Johnny's Country Fan. Like